This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's 7 a.m. That means it's time to hit the skins. There's a preseason game later this week.
Friday night.
Preseason game number one at the New England Patriots.
They traveled today, correct? I think they traveled.
Today's a travel today. Day. Scrimmage tomorrow. Thursday off day.
Friday
game day.
See, I thought they were scrimmaging 2 days, but they're only doing it.
Believe it's
tomorrow.
Just Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, Cakes. Let me see. Where do you want to go to first? I guess we could go to their unofficial depth chart.
Show me the depth chart
that they released.
Jaden Daniels is number one. I'm surprised by that.
not any real surprises. I'm just trying to find the cleanest copy for me to use here. Oh, by the way, just as a side note, I do see that Ron Rivera sold his Great Falls home, Jason.
Oh, he did. Do we have a sales price?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Can I guess?
Sure.
I don't know anything about the home.
I don't know where
sight
it was.
Unseen. Ron Rivera sold his Great Falls, Virginia home for $3.75 million. That light?
Actually, a little cheaper. He bought it for $2.25.
All right.
It is in Great Falls.
Okay.
Seneca Greenway is the street. He sold it for $2.675 million. Seems like actually a pretty good deal. It's a 6,761 square foot home.
That's a lot of square footage.
3-acre wooded lot.
Nice. Mm.
I don't have pictures of it. I'm sure you could find it though. They say it has floor to ceiling sliding glass wall in the family room, a deck with a louvered ceiling and covered outdoor kitchen with a built-in grill and pizza oven.
Fancy.
A kitchen with custom cabinetry, of course, and a butler's pantry. This is unusual. A professional dog washing station.
Really?
A walkout lower level with a home theater, another kitchenette, guest bedroom, and a flagstone patio with a fire pit, plunge pool, and heated spa.
Aha, very good.
There you go.
Hopefully he kept his property in better condition than he did the roster here with the Commanders. Because it was in disrepair by the time he left.
I'm sure he did.
I think I have it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like a pretty good deal, actually, for all that property.
Now he
can 2.675.
You know what? He's in the perfect spot. He's glad handing for Cal, helping raise money for their athletic department. That's a perfect type of position for him.
Totally.
At this point.
Totally. All right, so the Commanders did come out with their unofficial depth chart. People don't make too much of this. They have, like, Terry listed. He's in parentheses, but mm-hmm. Terry listed as one of the number one wideouts, along with Noah Brown and Debo. Just some interesting things. Josh Connerly is listed as the second team right tackle behind Andrew Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Cliff Kingsbury talking about him and said he's right on pace, right where they expected. He's got all the tools. They mentioned his footwork. They say he's just, you know, he's making that transition from the left side to the right side, and there's some growing pains
there. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see him start week one if he's ready, but if he can't, if Wiley has to start week one at right tackle and they ease Connerly in like mid-season, that's okay.
It's fine.
Whatever
eventually,
works. Nothing wrong with that.
Eventually
play
he's going to be
ready.
A starter.
Yeah. Play him when he's ready.
Is Cosme still out? Cosme's still out.
Yeah. Although.
But they do list him as the number one
right
guard.
They list him as the number one right guard. And I guess DQ keeps saying that he actually hasn't been ruled out for week one yet. I know that guys like Keim think that'd be unusual for him to probably be ready that quickly, but the point is he's going to be back sooner rather than later. Of course, they have their starting left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. I saw Cliff Kingsbury talking about the difference it makes to have a left tackle like that, that you can kind of, for the most part, just let him do his thing, let Laremy eat. You don't have to, you know, have an extra back go in there or an extra tight end chip. Mm. It frees up receivers, gets guys out, you know, into their patterns quicker releases for guys. So it certainly opens up things to have a guy like Laremy Tunsil. But penciled in right now, their starting offensive line would be at left tackle Laremy Tunsil. Brandon Coleman, as expected, moves down to guard. Tyler Biadasz at center. Cosme, when he's healthy. I guess Allegretti would get the start at right guard until then. And then Andrew Wiley currently penciled in as a starter. Interesting somewhat, at tight end, everybody knows Zach Ertz, John Bates, and Ben Sinnott. The guy that Keim keeps talking about that's playing a bunch of first-team reps with special teams is Colson Yankoff as the fourth tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really think he's going to stick. So if our guy Cole Turner is going to stick around, he's going to have to pick it up a little bit. Maybe there'll be a practice squad opportunity for him.
Yeah, I don't see them carrying more than four tight ends.
You just don't hear a lot about Cole at this point. At
rooting for him, though.
Yeah, rooting for him. He's a good dude. At receiver, of course, you've got Terry listed at one, and then along with Noah Brown and Debo. Now, with Terry not being there and Noah Brown being somewhat, you know, they give him a lot of off days. He's had a rough off season, right? I think he had some, like, I don't know, was it a kidney issue? He had
something. It was a kidney issue.
And then he also had actually like an injury mm-hmm. that he was nursing. And so I know that they've been giving him plenty of days off, which gives guys like KJ Osborne, Michael Gallup. I know Luke McCaffrey, Kingsbury talked about, has been getting more reps like outside than he might normally get. So I think Kingsbury said somebody's got to sort of step up and prove they're going to be the bell cow when needed. And that's what's kind of sorting themselves out there.
I know there was a lot of talk, maybe it was last week, about Chris Moore. Yeah, Chris Moore apparently was playing pretty well at receiver.
Yeah, Keim's saying he's got to catch more balls, to be honest.
Okay.
You know, like actually finish the play and catch the ball.
So they have him
three.
But he
has mentioned him.
And he's been around for, I think he's like a 10 or 11 year vet. He's been in the league a long time.
I know Jalen Lane is listed, behind Debo and Luke, is one of the wideouts there. And Cliff talked about him. I didn't know this. He's a son of a coach, and that mm-hmm. he's just one of those guys that just gets it. You know, he pretty much picks things up quickly. If he makes a mistake, You correct him. He gets it. Doesn't make the same mistake.
He puts in the work.
He puts in the work, and he's just flashing for people. Yep. And that's just the bottom line. Defensively, let's just take a look here.
And by the way, Jalen Lane, he played a lot of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously he was at Virginia Tech, but he transferred in too. But I mean, I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing he's 23-ish. But he's played a lot of football.
By the way, before you moved to defense, you didn't touch on the running back depth chart.
Yeah.
Bill Crosky Merritt is listed as the fifth running back on the depth chart.
That's when you know it's unofficial.
Behind Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez Jr.
Right. Look, all those guys, it's just a big room.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys have some experience. We talked about how even a versatile guy like Kaz Allen's probably on the outside looking in. But Bill Crosky Merritt is getting a lot of attention. They want to see what he does now when they start playing other guys. Still seeing that explosiveness. I know they said that Austin Eckler looks great. They even complimented McNichols and C-Rod.
So, Crosky Merritt is the guy I'm most looking forward to seeing on Friday night.
Yeah.
I want to see
how they use him.
Yes.
I also wonder how much they use him.
Right. If he ends up playing in a regular season game, which I assume he will, are the broadcasters going to call him Bill? Or are they going to call him Ja'Cory?
They kept referring to him as Bill.
So like they're not going to call him Ja'Cory Crosky Merritt. No, they're going to call him Bill Crosky Merritt.
Everyone's been calling him Bill.
Yeah. It's getting momentum.
It's getting to the point where in a year you're going to forget his real name, Ja'Cory. Yeah. They're just calling him Bill Crosky Merritt.
I'm actually glad we're calling him Bill because I'll be honest, when he was first drafted, his name was such a mouthful to remember.
Yeah.
I had a hard time remembering it. Now that it's Bill,
now it's easy.
It's easier.
Yeah.
It's true. It's cleaner.
You know, he had Kingsbury talked about, you know, we talked about it obviously in the offseason that, you know, he had those eligibility issues for that final year. Where was he at?
Arizona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And only played in the one game, played the Senior Bowl, whatever. But in the meantime, while he was dealing with all of those eligibility issues, to show how committed he was, he played scout team all season long. So it wasn't like he only played one game and then he was sitting on his ass playing video games.
It wasn't like pouting, like he was still involved.
He was involved. He was getting reps. He was playing on the scout team. Obviously frustrated he couldn't get into the real games, but he was staying in shape.
Man, I want to make a bet about him so bad.
Yeah.
I want to make a bet that he like has a bigger role than B-Rob by some point in the season.
Oof.
But
that would be interesting.
I just feel like there's a...
You got to wait and see.
I just feel like there's a drumbeat behind Bill.
There's been a lot of talk, a lot of hype.
Now, again, this could be us just overhyping a guy in camp.
Yeah, it happens every year.
That could be part of it. Or...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They could have like a mid-round talent that fell to the seventh round because he only played in one game in his last year of college football.
Yeah, I mean, if he played a full season that year, he could have been a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Defensively, Cakes, there's a few differences there. Nothing really super surprising. They have Dietrich Wise at defensive end listed starter alongside Daron Payne. Javon Kinlaw, who I kind of feel like they're basing his defense around. And Dorrance Armstrong. Of course, they add Von Miller, which will be exciting. I think he'll only be in certain packages, obviously. He's not going to have a full load. Mm-hmm. But Joe Witt talked about how he still has the get off. He still has the bend. He could still do all the pass rushing things.
Why don't I see Von Miller? He's
listed as an outside linebacker,
but not as an end.
No. Okay. The other linebackers, of course, you have Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. Louvu going to get some pass rushing responsibilities. And then really, the upgraded secondary is really making waves this summer. They say Lattimore's moving better. We'll continue to see if he's available. You know, once the regular season comes around, if he is, you know, they're kind of making excuses for him, and it's fair that he just wasn't healthy last year, and yet they kept throwing him in the games, even though he wasn't practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is difficult, but he is such a tough guy. I don't think anybody can.
Well, he must
question.
Have told coaches, "Say I'm ready to go."
Well, listen, I think he's just a competitor.
Yeah,
and they said they needed him, and so he had suit up, but he really wasn't healthy.
They
enough.
Knew he wasn't. Correct.
He wasn't really healthy enough. But he tried to make a go of it. But they say he's doing better so far this summer. Let's see if that continues. Trey Amos, Joe Witt talked about. Somebody said he looked like he had a good day. Joe Witt Jr. said he has a great day every day.
Ooh,
doesn't mean that he doesn't get burned or doesn't mean that he doesn't give up catches, but he comes prepared, ready to go, and he's just locked in. So look for a lot of Trey Amos this year. Sanistrill, everybody knows, has had a good camp. And then your safeties, Will Harris and Quan Martin.
It's a lot of different looks on the defense.
Yep. When you just kind of look at the backups there, I mean, Johnny Newton, you expect him to be part of a big rotation there. Jacob Martin, you expect him to probably stick, right? He's the veteran pass rusher that they also brought in. Jordan McGee, I know they have big plans for. Kane Medrano, they talked about how he has done better. You know, he's kind of a guy that's not really, like, size-wise, you could kind of pencil him in at a particular position. They're kind of creating opportunities for him. One of his big responsibilities, Cakes, as a faster, smaller guy, will be covering tight ends.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's supposedly getting better at that. So keep an eye on him. Tyler Owens, I know they like. So a lot of depth. I think most people, if you ask them from afar, they would say that the defense is most improved. If you had to look at the offense versus defense, the defense is most improved versus
there's a lot of big names there. What about special teams?
Special teams, it is interesting. For now, Jalen Lane is listed behind K.J. Osborne as the punt returner.
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe that's just a little deference to the veteran there. Let's see how that plays out. Starting kick returner, Cakes, if they have just one, probably have two, but they have Austin Ekeler and Luke McCaffrey there at this moment.
I wouldn't want Ekeler returning.
Ekeler is listed as their top kick returner.
Because remember, they want more kick returns now because they changed that rule. If you kick it into the end zone, it's out to the 35, mm-hmm. not the 30.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they added 5 yards to the return team.
Right.
If the kicker kicks it through the end zone and there's no return. So they are trying to enhance the return game. Meaning Ekeler, if he's the number one guy, he's going to be returning more kicks, taking more hits. I'd rather have McCaffrey out there. That's just me.
You just don't want to expose Ekeler.
Of course not.
Yeah, right. Don't want that after what we saw last season, but it seems like that's the plan.
I am. You know me. I like kickers.
You do.
We got a new kicker this year. They signed Matt Gay. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets a few opportunities in this preseason, see if he can't get off to a good start.
I know
start.
That Grant Paulson tweeted, I think it was a couple days ago, that Gay has just been very steady throughout camp, which is a great thing.
That's what you're looking
for.
You
want that from your kicker. You don't want volatility from your kicker.
Well, he's a veteran.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They spent a little cash on him during the offseason.
So there you go. That's your unofficial depth chart. A lot of these positions, I think, are probably pretty well locked in. But there are some opportunities for some guys to still kind of weasel their way into there. So stay tuned.
Very good. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Commanders. Is Josh Harris afraid to pull the trigger on a big money deal with Terry McLaurin? We'll explore that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.